Saturday, October 30th, 2021. Not a barbell in sight, but plenty of fitness in sight. Here we go. We've got our trusty bike, and we're going to do some bodyweight movements. So here's the workout. 3 rounds for time of 7 bar muscle-ups, and then 21 calories on the air bike for men, 15 for women. So you just blast that 3-rounder as quick as you can. You rest 3 minutes. Then the second workout is 3 rounds for time of 21 kettlebell swings, 15 calories on the air bike for men, 10 for women. That kettlebell swing, it's an American swing going all the way overhead. 53-pound bell for the men, 35 for women. I really like today's training. So you're going to get this big pull on the bar muscle-ups, then just this lung leg burn on the bike, back and forth, obviously modulating that pace so that you can have the actual strength you need to do the 7 bar muscle-ups, but you don't really recover your wind there. Then you go back down, hammer the legs on the bike. It's going to be a great pairing. A great pairing in a CrossFit way, right? And then that second one, the swing paired with the air bike is going to be, it's going to be as spicy as you choose to make it based upon how much effort you put into the bike there. It's going to be a great day to get the old lungs going. And the grip's already been fired up a little bit from the bar muscle-ups. We've got calorie conversions in case you're doing it on the Rogue Echo bike, the Assault bike, the Concept 2 rower, or whatever it happens to be. We've got you covered there. If you don't have a bike or a rower, then you will do the limited equipment option with regards to that. We've got a video showing the American kettlebell swing, as well as the bar muscle-ups and bar muscle-up scaling. 7 bar muscle-ups for a lot of people is right in that neighborhood where if you have them, maybe you can do that unbroken, but it's still a big set. I don't see any need for somebody to have to do that unbroken. I would love to see somebody do at least the first round, the first set of 7, only having to break that up once, you know, maybe a 4 and a 3 or something like that. And then as in round 2 or 3, as your lungs are more taxed as well and you're getting tired, they may have to get broken up to 2 or 3 quick sets to get to that set of 7. That's perfectly fine and good to go. But if in set number 1, since it starts off with the bar muscle-ups, it doesn't even start off with the bike, so you're fresh getting that first set of bar muscle-ups, if it's going to be 2, 2, 2, 1, that might be a good reason in your head to contemplate doing the scale option. And the kettlebell swings, I would love to see definitely the first round be unbroken. Now, obviously, you can pedal the bike so hard that there's no way you could get the second round unbroken no matter what. It is possible to pedal that hard. But I would love to see somebody modulate the bike and just ride that line that they can get the first round unbroken, hit the bike. The second round will be unbroken, but really tough. And then you'll most likely have to break up that third set of kettlebell swings. That would be a beautiful place to be. Super fitness robot times for this. 8 minutes or less for the first workout, 7:30 or less for the second workout. More likely times in the neighborhood of 13 minutes for the first one, 12 minutes for the second. Allow me to make one more caveat to this. If you are somebody that you can do bar muscle-ups, but you think you will have to break it up a lot, it's not the end of the world. You know, you've got 2 workouts today, right? So maybe allow that first workout to be a lower intensity. Take the time that you need, as long as you can do it safely, and just get the bar muscle-ups in. If you exceed the more likely time, it was a day you worked on your bar muscle-ups, and pedal the bike slowly so that it doesn't deteriorate the bar muscle-ups. Then, when you finish that, you can go for broke in the second workout, and you'll get the best of both worlds. So you've got a lot of options today. Scaled option. 3 rounds for time of 7 lowering muscle-ups, using as much leg as needed, chest-to-bar pull-ups, pull-ups, or ring rows. And then calories on the bike stay the same. Second workout, 3 rounds for time, 21 kettlebell swings. We lowered the loading, 35 pounds for men, 25 for women, and then still 15 or 10 calories on the bike. Of course, 3 minutes rest between the workouts. We've got a video showing lowering muscle-up, kipping chest-to-bar pull-ups, couple styles of regular kipping, chin over bar, how to get a pull-up, and the ring row. Limited equipment option. No bike, no kettlebell. And we assume that they don't have a pull-up bar that allows them to do bar muscle-ups. If they do, great, but we don't assume that. So the limited equipment option, 3 rounds per time of 7 low ring muscle-ups and a 400-meter run, using as little leg as possible on those low ring muscle-ups. 3 minutes rest, and then 3 rounds per time, 21 dumbbell swings using a 50-pound dumbbell or 35-pound dumbbell and a 200-meter run. Fast as you run, that workout will deliver the goods. Video showing the dumbbell swing. No equipment workout. 3 rounds for time, 40-meter bear crawl, 400-meter run. How fun does that sound? Rest 3 minutes. 3 rounds for time, 30 meters of broad jumps and as few jumps as possible, 200-meter run. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. It's an either-or for the midline. Either L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes, we've got a video showing that, or sandbag, D-ball, bear hug, static hold in the front, accumulating 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the loading. And then finally, the linchpin low ring muscle-ups. So this is assuming you did the prescribed workout. You'll do 10 to 30 repetitions, using as little leg as possible to just build that upper body strength, and we've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, and the chest and pecs, hands behind, both of which are accompanied by videos. And boom, October somehow has flown by. Thank you to everybody all around the world who's a part of Linchpin, in your gyms, in your garages, in your fire stations, in your military bases, wherever you are, in your homes, in your apartments. I truly, truly, truly appreciate you allowing me to help you on your long-term health and fitness journey, and we will keep doing it for a long time to come. Keep being awesome, enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday.